Some terms associated with access management are entities, subjects, and objects. The premise of access control is founded on managing access between the various entities. An entity can be a subject or an object. Some examples of entities include, but are not limited to, users, files, services, and other resources. A subject, such as a user, must be able to present an identity and be verified to gain access to a resource. This is similar to driving through a gate on a military installation. By attempting to access the base, you are identifying yourself as authorized to have access to the base. This is actually verified through the gate guard when they check your military ID card. Within the computing world, the user would present their identity by entering their username, and then they would verify that identification with their password, which is used to authenticate their ID. Objects, such as files, must have associated authorizations which define what the user has access to. Building off of the example of gaining access to the military installation, a person may have a controlled area badge, which identifies areas that they have access to. Within an information system, users do not have access to all objects. Some examples of access to objects include reading a file, modifying the file, deleting it, or even program execution.